Good morning, everyone. This is Anissa Das, your chair for CHEST 2023 in beautiful Honolulu. Welcome to Tuesday morning of your CHEST morning preview. Today, I have with me Dr. William Kelly. Welcome.
Good morning.
Bill, how have you been during the past few days? Have you adjusted your sleep schedule yet?
Absolutely. And oh my gosh, Dr. Das, before we get started, I just want to congratulate you and your program committee and the CHEST staff. I think it's the best meeting ever. And tonight, the CHEST Challenge is just going to be a little icing on that delicious cake.
It will be. We've been having fun things every single evening. Last night was an absolute blast with the network mixer that has become, I think, a fan favorite. Did you have a good time last night?
Oh my gosh, super fun. You know, you think you've been doing, CHEST stuff for a while. You know a lot of people, but it's amazing how many more people you meet, old friends and new friends alike, and a lot of energy in the room. And I love the side conversations, those commitments to touch base after the meeting, work on projects, maybe apply for some network roles. It's such a great thing to see.
I agree. And I think it's a little bit easier now that there's 7 large networks. So it's easier to identify people in your area of interest. So I think that's made it a little bit easier. And hopefully folks figured out what area they want to really focus on today during the network open forums, right?
Yeah. So that's 10:30 this morning. So a natural follow-up from that great time we had last night. And it doesn't end there, right? With those conversations, because there's something right afterwards.
So afterward, there's a training experience, which we'll talk about in just a second. I just want to make sure that folks know what these open forums are, because I feel like there's always so much confusion. So these open forums are for everybody. So if you only go to one meeting and one session at the entire meeting for 4 days, this is what you go to, right? So if you're interested in lung transplant at this meeting, you're going to meet all the leaders in the field. You're going to be able to network with folks. You're going to be able to determine what education gaps we have and what projects we need to work on over the next year as an organization. So be a part of it, network. If you're new, I feel like this is a great place for new folks, especially trainees, to learn things and to not be intimidated to come. And that's exactly what you're seeing is afterward, because it can be a little intimidating to come to some of those big names. We're going to have a procession to the trainee lounge for all the trainees, along with some of the leadership from the networks, to have an opportunity for a mentorship.
Anissa, this is great. Thanks so much for putting this together, because everyone at the meeting is nice, but these groups and these meetups, this is like it's self-selection, right? I mean, these are people who are like you, and these are people who like the stuff you like. So if there's something that they're doing that you want to get in on, there's your opportunity. If you think there's some opportunity that might be missed that you want to be a part of, this is the time to pitch it and suggest it. And again, all the sessions are great, but I agree with you. I think this type of session and these sessions kind of pay it forward the most, and then spin off and lead to the most connections and follow-up and productivity after the meeting. So I think it's fantastic.
I totally agree. And if you're feeling a little bit differently, like you just want to be entertained and see how much knowledge other people know, then maybe we do something that's near and dear to your heart.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, CHEST Challenge, 7 p.m., Hilton Hawaiian Village. So it's our 22nd anniversary, right? But it's going to feel like the first world premiere. And we can go into a few reasons for that later, but it's going to feel like the first time.
I feel like there's always a surprise or two when it comes to Bill Kelly and CHEST Challenge. So should we be expecting some surprises this year?
Absolutely. First, I have to mention Training and Transitions Committee. They're a powerhouse. Too many great folks to mention, but Subani Chandra, Matt Miles, Mauricio Dankers are a couple alumni. Great group putting this together. There's a few reasons why it feels like it's going to be the first time. First of all, it's live theater. Everything can happen. Anything can happen. And it does. But it's all about those Fs. It's formative, it's fun, it is fast, and it's really the finest 50 minutes of CME you're going to get. You're getting about 55 carefully peer-reviewed careful questions that have been really worked on, cover all the areas. But then on top of that, you have the special guest appearances. You have these physical challenges that have never been seen before worldwide. It just kind of makes it special. The real reason it feels like the first time, though, is for these fellows on stage, it's their one shot. And we're going to make them celebrities. We're going to make sure they have a great time. They're going to look good. They're already winners because they're up there. And it's going to be, you don't want to miss it.
Well, and you know what? It just occurred to me. There's probably one or two people out there who've actually never heard of Just Challenge and don't know what it is. Could you just explain just real briefly, like, who is up there and how the competitors got to it and sort of, because it's a game show style, high level education and entertainment.
Absolutely. Edutainment, right? Education and entertainment together. So it, you know, it starts months and months ago. There's a very challenging online quiz. Fellows across North America play, and it's an online test they have to do. And then many of the participating programs win seat books or board review or other things from participating. But the best of the best, you know, those top three programs get taken out to the chess meeting, and then they compete live on stage. So it is a game show. We're bringing on some new audiovisual consultants. So I think the production value will be high. The excitement and energy is there. It's a Jeopardy game show style questions, pretty rapid paced. But then kind of randomly in between these questions, you will have, again, the celebrity guest. You'll have the fellows have to step off stage and do some surprise activities, you know, task trainer simulation challenges. No one knows until that very day. And, you know, so when you're in the audience, you have a laugh, you have a lot of fun. It's a great social time, but you're also getting, you know, those facts and you get to play along in your own head as the fellows are answering the questions.
I love it. And before, to get everybody sort of relaxed and comfortable and feeling as if they have at least one more friend to walk in, we have the Ohana Mixer right before it this year, which is new to Chess this year, right? It's going to be also at the Hilton Hawaiian Village at 6 p.m. tonight in South Pacific One Ballroom. It is open to everyone. There will be, I'm guessing, some sort of beverages and
no doubt,
yes, to be had. And it's, while it's it, the concept is to really welcome everybody, in particular we're celebrating our chess interest groups, and this will be a growing community. The first two groups that are being launched in 2023 is the Women in Chest Medicine interest group and the Respiratory Care interest group. Now, that doesn't mean those are the only two folks who can come. Absolutely, everybody can.
Absolutely. Anissa, again, thanks for you and your team's innovation here. I think this is going to be just a fun event. Everyone's going to be there. But you mentioned the chess interest groups are going to be special guests. And, you know, you and I were touching base earlier. You know, chess always has been great about local community outreach. But there's some new initiatives this year, right? And maybe some new faces?
There absolutely is. I think, especially in light of everything that the state of Hawaii has been through over the past several months, we are really doing our very best to leave Honolulu in a better place than it was when we arrived. So as we mentioned, you know, the other day, we're trying to reduce some of our carbon impact by planting trees here on the island. And actually, any member of CHEST has the ability to do that. And you can sign up here at the convention center and do that as well. So that's something that we can all participate in. And we're also starting our chess community connections. So this is when we go to new sites, we're going to really try to embrace and integrate with the local community. And we have three community partners that we're working with this year. They are all going to be represented at the Ohana Mixer as well. They also are doing chess experience sessions so we can learn from them there. So we're really trying to bring the culture and the people of Hawaii into the meeting.
That's fantastic. So the so we'll get to touch base with them at Experience Chess at the convention center during the day, and then we'll see them again at the mixer.
Yep. And to learn more about them, you can check out the app. It's going to be on the app this year, so you can go ahead and check out the app.
And this innovation is going to carry forward to future communities wherever our meetings are. Is that right?
Absolutely. This is supposed to be the beginning of a really great big thing. So I'm proud to be launching it in Hawaii, and it's only going to get better from here on out. Bill, thank you so much for coming and joining me this morning, bright and early. I couldn't imagine a better person to be able to chat with.
Well, I wouldn't miss it. Congratulations again. Best meeting ever. I know I always leave a CHESS meeting being smarter. A lot of people do. And it sounds like you're leaving the whole community better off after the meeting. So thanks, and enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody joining us this morning, and we hope to see you there again today.